liberty and justice for all.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome. Start the agenda with our minutes to be accepted, the September 5th Town Board, September 7th Department Head, and September 20th Town Board. I'll entertain a motion to accept the minutes.
Motion.
Motion by Mr. Vosburgh, a second by Mr. McAuliffe. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Minutes are accepted. We have two resolutions. They're underneath my paperclip. After a public hearing, we have Resolution 89-2017, adoption of Local Law 4 of 2017. I need for consideration and adoption. The Town Board wishes to amend the Code of the Town of Catskill, Chapter 134, Signs. And whereas a public hearing was held on Tuesday, October 3rd, 2017 at 6 p.m. to hear comment and concern regarding the amended sign law, so therefore we, the Catskill Town Board, hereby adopt Local 4 and instruct the Town Clerk to file with the Secretary of State of New York. I need a motion.
Make a motion.
Motion for Mr. Giordiano. Second?
Second.
Second for Mr. McCulloch to adopt Local Law 4. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion is carried, and Liz, you will file that with Secretary of State. Excellent. Second local law, and this was Code of the Town of Catskill, Chapter 5, Appearance Tickets. Public hearing was held this evening at 6:15 to hear comment and concern regarding the amended appearance tickets law. I need a motion to adopt Local Law 5 and instruct the Town Clerk to file with the Secretary of State. Motion?
Motion.
Motion for Mr. Motion for Mr. Vosburgh.
So you're trying to beat
second.
I am. Second for Mr. Giordiano. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion is carried and instruct the Clerk to file with the Secretary of State. Excellent. County resolution, amounts due to the county treasurer for chargebacks and erroneous assessments. Catskill's share is $23,869.89. So do we need a motion on that, Liz? Or,
that's just
notification. Okay, that was came to us from the county. I don't know if that's high or low. I think it's pretty consistent.
We borrow one of Sean's dump trucks and send it over in pennies.
We're talking about how we should pay our debt, how we should deliver our funds.
Lots of pennies in your dump truck.
Let me review briefly the correspondence. We received our draft rental agreement for the use of the senior center for the nutrition, for the Meals on Wheels. I believe it's $1,200 a month, if I remember correctly. No changes to the contract, and also there was an insurance certificate. So that's revenue for us, obviously, for next year, consistent with what we had last year. If the board is agreeable, I will sign that contract in return. Everybody all right? That doesn't need a resolution or anything, does it? Does it need a vote?
One's usually done.
When it's done?
One is done.
Oh, one is done. Okay. So I will entertain a motion to allow the town supervisor to approve the contract for the Meals on Wheels.
Motion.
Motion for Mr. McCulloch.
Second.
Second for Mr. Giordiano. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? I will execute that this week. Green County Senior Angels Program donation request. I'm going to leave that up to the personal discretion of the board. I don't even know what it is. Sponsored by the Greene County Department of Human Services, kickoff of the 2017 Senior Angels Program. If you would like to become a senior angel, so
looks
I'll leave
like
that.
Sponsor a senior.
Yep. Yes. So it's like the holiday cheer. So you know what we'll do? We'll send this amongst the employees of the town, and maybe we would like to adopt a senior as a group. Letter from Congressman Faso regarding a noise complaint from Shakespeare on the Hudson, and I need clarification.
Isn't that in Athens?
We think part of it's in Athens and part of it may be in the town of Catskill.
Where's the primary residence, though?
Well, I asked all
What did she say?
There's the two houses. One is the lodge is in Athens, and the...
is this the one off the Nuremberg Extension?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah, that is in Catskill because it burned down a couple years ago.
But the main entrance is... You go down 385, of course, there's one entrance.
Yeah, that's one entrance. I think the main entrance is off of Harenburg, the Harenburg Extension.
That's what I was getting at. Where's the main residence?
The main residence is in Catskill.
Is in Catskill. All right, so apparently the individual that has a complaint is about the noise.
Yeah, that lives in Columbia County.
That lives in across the river. So I think... I mean, we have a drill about noise, so we can certainly...
Yeah, but here's the thing. Noise echoes when it goes across the water.
Yes, agreed.
It gets louder.
Agreed. Yep. So how about if I call the complainant and I explain to them that this is something that is,
If they have a noise complaint, call law enforcement.
Which is consistent with what our drill is, right? Is that they should call the sheriff's office. We have no enforcement capability here. You make a note and I'll... Is there a phone number?
We can find
it. Okay. All right. Property tax list of payments, rents, charges, all the relevying. The clerk has that and is processing. Is that the one you do, Liz? Or is that the one that Audrey does? Delinquent payments.
I do the delinquent payments.
Okay. All right. We received a new contract with Patterson Koski. We don't have to do anything with this until we award the services, but I wanted to let the board know it's the same pricing, and we're actually using them less as we've gotten ourselves straightened around a bit. We got a satisfactory for the Catskill Sewer District number 4. They inspected and were pleased. We received a letter from a resident of Leeds sharing with us some of the challenges that they had with the sewer project. Engineer person, Smigel and myself, actually went out and visited the resident and I think made some progress in ensuring him that they were starting to pave it so that a lot of the dust was...
As we were having the conversation, they were...
They were paving, yeah. So that was a good day. We have a letter of intent from Cypress Creek Renewables to construct a solar energy system at 1180 Bogart Road. This has been in progress for Palinville. I believe there's been a seeker. The planning board will take lead. So that's continuing on its way. We are in discussions about the pilot and also in discussions regarding an intermunicipal letter of agreement because of the county, the school, and us. We will take lead as the lead taxing authority, but Audrey and I are going to get together with Ray from the county and the new business manager at the Catskill School just to make sure everything's on the same page. And for us to kind of put a template together, because this won't be the last, I'm sure. Permit application from the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers to Cypress Creek Renewables, stating a permit will not be required by them for the proposed project. Letter from the New York State Department of Public Service, Central Hudson's request.
What was that one?
I'm sorry.
Army Corps of Engineers won't need to be...
They're not needed there. Letter from the New York State Department of Public Service regarding Central Hudson's request to increase electric and gas delivery rates. There are opportunities to express one's opinion. Letter from Delaware Engineering regarding the site plan review application from Cypress Creek Renewables special use permit and seeker review. Town of Catskill Planning Board declared their intent to act as lead agent. Under the category of no good deed goes unpunished, we put a speed limit reduction on Woodstock Ave between Green and Ulster County Line and Route 32A. If you remember, we started this about a year ago. That road had no signage, so it could be interpreted as 55 miles an hour. DOT did their study, dropped it to 35, and now we're getting complaints that that's way too fast for Woodstock Ave. So that's 35, and I think Manor Kill Road got a 25. But the DOT traditionally doesn't act on these for another 3 years. So We communicated that to legislator Lavera, and I had received a couple of comments also. And Highway Superintendent Van Valkenburg is in the loop also from the county. Let's see. Green County Acting Clerk requested two certified copies of our 2018 final budget no later than November 20th. Liquor license renewal from Michael's Restaurant Bar and Inn Incorporated in Palinville.
I thought they were closed.
They are, but they must be renewing their license to keep it intact, which is
fine by us.
There's a workshop by Cornell Cooperative Extension in Dutchess County about New York relief. Email from the Elliott requesting use of the ball field parking lot for their community harvest festival being held Sunday, October 29th.
That doesn't interfere with any of the...
I would just send letters to whoever's using the ball field.
They are aware of it. When they phoned, I told them that there's possibility that the ball will be used and they'll work around anything. Okay. They just don't have enough.
They're just using it for parking, right?
Just parking. And
they're not conducting
it. Right,
just need their insurance.
Insurance.
And the LaBerge Group has presented us with a final version of the Code Enforcement Efficiency Study, which each of you has a copy. We should get together and decide on next steps. They have described several options for us. We also qualified so that the money that we invested in this to do the study or to do the initial analysis is going to be reimbursed. And then we can be reimbursed further if we have the opportunity to take some of the recommendations. New business, presentation of 2018 tentative budget to the town board.
You have the tentative budget?
You've all been presented the tentative budget for 2018.
Liz.
Thank you, Liz.
Thank you, Liz.
And we have our workshops are on file. They're posted on our website. Our first one is Thursday morning at 9:30. And then there are three others on the 12th, the 18th, and the 24th, I believe, at 6:30 p.m. Amendment to the Local Law 3 of 2008 Cold War Veterans Exemption. What do we need to do, Liz? Pass a resolution to
hold a public hearing, but the local law will have to be amended. So you need to have that 10 days before your public hearing.
Okay.
I don't know if you want to schedule it for your November meeting or give it to Michael and figure out a timetable. It's pretty straightforward. It's just allowing
We don't want this to expire, and we have to take action so that it doesn't expire.
So
right.
Sort of public
it's it used to be a 10-year limitation, and then now it's being removed.
Right.
So it's simple.
2 weeks from now?
Yeah.
Can we set it? Is that too soon?
Could we have the public hearing on the 19th for our regular meeting? The third Wednesday?
Our next meeting? Instead of November? Is that 10 days?
It's more than 10 days.
Well, the draft law has to be on your desk 10 days before the public hearing.
So we don't have enough time.
Well,
we have to get it tomorrow.
9, 10. If it can be done by the end of the week, then yeah, that would be fine.
So let's...
You want me to just fast track it with Michael?
Yeah.
Okay. See if Michael can do it. That way we won't fall into any gaps.
Do you want to schedule a public hearing then for the 18th?
Mm-hmm. So we need a resolution to hold a public hearing.
I make a resolution that we hold a public hearing.
To amend the Cold War Veterans Exemption. Okay, Local Law Number 3 of 2008.
At 6:30.
Agreed. 6:30. At 6:30.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yes. Second by Mr. Vosburg. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion is carried. Last item under new business, I am going to turn over to Deputy Supervisor McAuliffe, and I will recuse myself.
Yep, so this is going to be for a Restore New York grant, and I will ask Mr. Harvey and Mr. Davis if they would like to make a presentation.
Good evening, everybody.
Good evening, sir.
Good to see you all. And so...
About a year ago, my wife and I purchased a triangle property in Palo, the old gas station. It used to be gas land. That was a budget ski rental, I think.
That's where I got my skis when I went skiing in high school.
The ski program and all that sort of stuff. And then the guy who crossed the street with the old school bought it, Kretschmer. He bought it in somewhere in the 90s or whatever. Then when he ended up passing away, and then they sold the school property, that property did not go with it. And it got isolated. It's been vacant for a while. So my wife and I, about 7 years ago, we bought the sort of W property, which was fallen down, and so we restored that property. So one building at a time. So we purchased this, and we were looking for, we weren't really sure what to do with it. But now that we're talking with Crane and Doreen about a few different possibilities, and this grant opportunity came along for this Restore New York. So we were concerned about saving the building. There's an addition on it from the old original gas station, so we're going to want to tear down that, get rid of that part, and then get it back to the old original building, the original concrete block gas station. And then restore it for commercial use or retail use or whatever. We're really not sure at this point. But we had a couple other opportunities and ideas that Crane can talk about. One is about the shuttle. We have new sidewalks in Palo. Everything worked out really good. Everybody's pretty happy. They're in full use. And so the New York, New Jersey Trail Conference is looking to get, once we get our swinging bridge back, they're looking to make that connection on the long path, because there's only two communities in New York State where the long path goes through, and one's Phoenicia and one's Palma, where people actually walk right through the community. And so they want to connect the swinging bridge through the center of town, use the sidewalks, and so we see this as another opportunity for the Catoosa Falls and all that sort of to come together. Triangle piece of property is right in the middle of all that. So it's access for 32A and 23A. And so I'll let Craig talk about that.
The shuttle we're talking about,
I think we all know where it is,
would run from Taylorville up to Tannersville. There's a possibility it would also run from Tannersville, or actually from the Mount Top Historical Site, out to the old Catskill Mountain House site. So we're talking about running these shuttles back and forth, and people would park their cars in either Tannersville or in Palinville, ride the shuttle all day long like a lift ticket, basically. And it gets rid of all those cars that are up there in the Clove, which is our biggest issue right now. If you've ever tried to go up there on a weekend or on a holiday, you take your life in your hands, literally. So what we would do is have them park, and as you'll see, there's a parking area, which is, talk with John Smith over at the Country Club. This is the parking lot that he cleared out that's across the road from the Country Club. So that exists right now, so we use that for parking the cars. We'd like to use the triangle as the turnaround for the shuttle in Palinville, because it's perfect. It's almost like a traffic circle there. You can come down 23A, turn on to 32, go into the triangle, drop people off, pick them up, go right out the other side onto 23A, and hang a left and go right back up again. So that's one of the ideas that we'd like to use the triangle for. It also is the center of town, literally. If you look at what's around it, having Circle W, the Rowena, Dollar General, the Country Club, the library, it's literally to the left, down lower left from the triangle. So what we've been talking about is the possibility of not only using it for tourist people using the thing, but also using it as a town square, as a, as I was talking with Gary earlier today, the idea of like a bandstand. You go through a lot of these small towns, you find a bandstand in the center of town on a piece of green. And so that sort of idea of letting that be the town square.
Maybe a little bit of a green space out in the front there, the point where the point is there. They, you know, the Pamela the Hammer, they planted flowers there, of course, in buckets now. So maybe we could sort of take a section of that and make it a little, some of the little green space. We
put a Christmas triangles up here.
Yeah. We put a Christmas tree there now in the Christmas time and then later on.
There is one development in terms of the shuttle is that as a result of the Volkswagen settlement, New York State is getting a lot of money and they want to drive it down for alternative power. Basically, they're looking to replace diesel buses with green buses, either propane or whatever you power it with. And they literally, we got the word in through the Trail Council that they were interested in looking at this shuttle as a possible application. And what it is they will give the buses to whatever your use is as long as it's a green use. So we're looking at that. And then there's the other thing.
The charging station. We're also looking at a charging station, electric cars, charging station. It's half hour. They have a half hour quick charge or whatever it is. I'm not really sure how it works. But that's one of the things we're also looking at. Somebody could come in and park there, charge up, go to the library, go to the circuit, go do whatever they got to do. You know.
Who pays the power bill, though?
Whoever has that charging. However that works. I don't really know how that works. It'd be that vendor or whoever that, you know, it'd be a deal with them.
So it's not going to be you, though?
No. It'd be...
It's a NYSERDA drill.
Yeah,
you'd have to look at NYSERDA is dying to put charging stations on buildings, commercial buildings. So it's worth it's an investigation.
You see them a few. They're popping up a few places now. Places and parks and things like that. You have a couple of those charging stations and stuff. Like that.
And the good point is that the person who's charging their car for the 20 or 30 minutes is walking around Paling Hill. Hopefully.
Yeah, no, I was just. I mean, do they pay? To charge the car?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. It's like a meter or something. Yeah. Put it in a credit card.
The quick check off the Kingston exit, I think, is the closest one around here. They have a bunch. There's 12 of them lined up, and you do have to pay.
Lacy's.
Oh, you have them at Lacy's? But they're not public.
No, they're free. But if technically, with our dealer agreement, if you have a Ford, you need to be charging and come to the dealer.
Yeah. So that's another thing we're looking. And the other thing is the parking, where the parking is situated down by the golf course, is that on the sidewalk project, the design was included in that to include, if you ever got more money, to go from the triangle down to the golf course, extend that sidewalk project down to there, and then also go the other way from the post office up to the trailhead that connects the long path that gets up to, you know, the Harding Road.
But that's phase two.
So if we ever get some more money, or more grant money. So this is something that I think the municipality has to apply, intend to apply for the grant through Restore New York or something. That's how it works. So it's got to go through the town as a sponsor or applicant. Mm-hmm.
And what does that do to you? Does that put a freeze on your property that you have to keep it for so many years?
I don't know. I don't think it does, but that's something we would have to check into. I don't think it does, though.
I think what
just like when these people are applying for these grants in Jefferson, they put a lien on the property for 10 years to make sure that they don't do the improvement and turn around and sell the house.
Right.
My understanding on this is that it's October 13th is a letter of intent, and then you've got between October and December to flesh out all this.
Right, to work out the details and come up with like a scope and all that sort of thing.
My understanding of the whole project is that it's to brownfield sites back into use. Mm-hmm. So that's
especially things that are right in the middle of the towns and things like that.
Makes sense to me.
I think this is great. I remember there was conversation a couple of years ago that somebody wanted to do something to that triangle, but because the cost to remediate it just wasn't feasible.
Yeah.
So this is great.
And it's a small piece of property. It's only like a half an acre or four-tenths of an acre, you know. So, you know, it's not like you had 2 or 3 acres there, but you could do some big project with it. So we think that this might be viable.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you.
So on that, any comments from the board or a motion to do an intent to apply application for this project? Motion by Paul.
I'll second.
Second by Jared. All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Abstained? Motion carried. And this is due by October 13th.
Good, thank you.
Motion approved.
Thank you.
All yours, Doreen.
Thank you. Tick tock. You're welcome to stay, dear.
Hey, Grace, are you the last one?
I've got to talk to you after the meeting.
Speak to her about talking.
Is he the Mets fan?
He is a Mets fan, but he has to put the machine
ready?
On to record the Yankee game.
The machine, she sounds like.
It's like my grandmother.
Put the tape in the VCR.
Put some tape in the VCR. Oh, man.
Or are you still thinking 8-track?
The 8-track, yes. Thank you all. Thank you, gentlemen, for your support. I appreciate it. Thanks, Patrick, for handling that.
You probably could stream it right in your phone.
I could probably stream it. You're right. Heavenly days. Continuing business, consistent with our twice-a-month meetings, we also, every time we meet, we invite Delaware Engineering to update us on the project and also to invite anyone who is visiting this evening that has additional questions about the project. Travis Smigel, who is our project engineer, I'm going to turn this over to you.
And I'll talk real slow.
Said the Met fan.
So real quick, just to give a status update on the project, we are at the point now of connecting up a few of our streets, and the mainline sewer piece of the project is going to be Green Lake Road has been completed. We're working on Church Street. We're working on 23A on Main Street coming up to connect up to where the fire company is. And we have a couple of spurs on Weissel Ave. And then that main line, trunk sewer, is complete. We will do testing. We'll get that all set and ready to go for next year to be able to release Jefferson Heights for making connections to the laterals. Lateral connections in Jefferson Heights are ongoing. Several of them going every week. Our inspector, Lauren, is hitting as many of those as he can during the day. If we get to the point that we have a backlog and it warrants it, we will bring somebody else down to for a day or an afternoon or whatever to try to get a couple more of those completed. So as that happens, we'll address it. We still have our ongoing punch list of items in Jefferson Heights. A bunch of that has been care of a lot of driveways in the last batch of paving that was completed. One of the big items that warrants some discussion, and it's been an ongoing thing, is our water mains in Leeds. We have a couple streets that we've been looking at getting funding from EFC to install water mains and replace some long copper services that have Main Street, but no individual service mains on a couple of streets in Leeds. Over the last couple days here, things have progressed to a point where we have some answers on that. We can make a decision. EFC, there are two different types of funding through EFC. One is the clean water, which takes care of sewer. The other is the drinking water funding, which takes care of water mains. Two of them are separate agency or separate funding areas. The money comes in from separate pieces. They don't like it when things cross over. So that is the difficulty, because we're installing sewers and we want to install water mains at the same time. We want to use sewer funds to pay for water mains, and that's where the hang-up is with EFC. The decision that was given today from EFC was that as of right now, they're not going to fund that piece of it. They're not going to give monies from the sewer department to be able to be used towards that. We still have some avenues that we can go down to try to continue to push and get that money. But at this point in the season where we're at with the construction and where we are with roads being open and getting towards the end of being able to get those paved, we've done a little bit of calculating on what we can do with the monies that we have. Back in 2016, Alan from our office did a map plan and report, and the board, this this board also did a resolution to go along with that report to, if we need to, get some additional monies from the town to apply for additional monies to pay for a short-term loan to pay for a portion of that piece. Big picture, we did some numbers, and it was around $424,000 to do the water main piece. We were asking EFC to contribute $211,000. The town would contribute the rest as $212,000. We're using some round numbers there. We have a line item in the project for water main relocation that we have not used yet that we can apply towards doing some water mains. Based on the numbers that I did this afternoon, if the town decides to go forward with taking a loan out for that portion of it, we can install water mains on the Park Lane loop and tie into the distribution main on both sides of it. That leaves out Green Lake Road and a couple of spurs off of Park Lane. That those pieces will be left out until we can continue to pursue monies from ESC and make that happen down the road. But for this year, our recommendation is that the town take out that loan to be able to install that piece, and we can close up Park Lane and start closing up the other streets, get our final payment done.
And that'll be for $211,000?
The loan would be for
$212,000.
I don't need the exact number here.
How many houses are there?
$212,915. So $213,000.
915?
The water district would, this would be across the entire water district.
Correct.
That wouldn't be just those houses paying.
So we've done those numbers as well, and what it works out to be is a yearly increase is $18 for each user in the sewer district.
And what's the benefit? I mean, there's water lines there already, right?
Correct.
Every house?
Correct. The benefit is that when one person turns their shower on, you don't cut water off to a couple other houses because it's a string of spaghetti of long distance small diameter service lines coming from down the hill on service. If we were going to install any kind of main in there, you know, at a minimum we're going to install a 6-inch main, which is what we're proposing to do from there. And that increases pressure, volume, and it really gives better service to those folks in that area. And as part of it, the justification that we've asked for through EFC to pay for the sewer project is as we go through this with the sewer, we're disrupting these services. And because of that, we feel that it should be paid for as part of the sewer project.
Did they finally get an understanding that this is an actual water district?
Correct.
Because yes. I remember there was questions about that.
And yes, and we've had multiple conversations with these folks. I think you were on one of the earlier calls that we had, and everything was very positive with them. As more people got involved, that positivity started to go away, and we're at the point that we were today that they said we're not doing that right now.
And I know that Renee is here for part of this conversation also. It's now come down to the point where originally we thought we could get the entire $400,000 through this project. As the EFC has started to separate their water funding from their sewer funding, this becomes very complicated for them because it looks like we're blending mm-hmm. the two. So the kind of the decision that we were forced with is let them pay for the disruption part, which is the 211, and then we'll have to raise the other because the alternative is to have private kind of clunky service out there and then not have it be part of the district. This puts everybody in the district. It allows the village to re-levy, which they previously had not been able to do, and you've got public service quality infrastructure.
So with these water mains, we talking hydrants as well?
Correct.
About what for that area, 5, 6?
There are two hydrants slated. One is going to be up at the top of the hill on
yep.
Park Lane, and the other one is at the top of the other normal. So it hits both of those hills, and it gives us a blow-off point if we ever have water mains.
All right, so, I mean, it might be minimal, but a positive note to that is because there's hydrants there, fire insurance, homeowners insurance.
There's a hydrant in front of Jerry Schultz's house.
Yeah, the
hydrant in front of Jerry Schultz's house.
The nearest hydrant is at a storage room.
Yeah.
At the end of the driveway.
This is kind of like getting an opportunity to get something done for 50% of the cost, basically.
Correct.
Yeah.
Because it's a private home. Because all of the other items that go along with it are going to be absorbed by the supervisor. The paintings, you have to go back and do any of this.
You couldn't do it. We couldn't afford it.
We're close to $900,000. It's on standalone project. So it's at an extreme discount to be able to do it for what we're doing for.
And I think this decision was made previously that we were going to do this.
In 2014,
yeah.
We did it.
In 2014.
14, right? You said?
2016. There is...
Because we went back and asked for more money, didn't we, for this? I thought that's what we...
No, I think it was always part of the discussion.
Part of the project. The question was the degree of funding through the law.
I mean, I see it as a necessity. I mean, any chance you get to upgrade the people's lives is what we're here for.
Yeah.
Right. It's just it's another $18.
It's another $18, but
well,
it's...
Well, that'll appear on their water bill.
No, this will be a debt service.
No, this
service.
Is debt service.
Yeah. Right, on the water district.
No.
It this can't
be
debt service.
Part of Audrey's on their town taxes, right? As a debt service.
I'm not sure. I have to check. I think it is
the
that,
village
but I don't say it's one and half.
No, it's debt. I believe it's debt service.
The village fix it.
Right.
I believe it's debt service because it's a bond...
We'd have to go to contract.
Right. It's a bond.
Yes.
No, they don't.
I'm sorry?
They fixed Jerry Schultz's when it froze last
week. Well, she's probably off the main line, off of 23B.
No, Daisy chain from Lance's garage.
Right, which is off of 23B,
yeah.
So it goes. But so we need to do this now?
There will be a resolution that...
Well,
not
tonight.
Not tonight, but...
Quick.
I put some things in place to get started on this because the construction, we got to get those guys rolling.
They started blasting yet?
No, they've not started blasting. But we've got to order pipe and fittings and all those things need to be here before we can start installing. The water main relocation line item that's built into the sewer project, we'll use those funds to pay for any materials that they get on site. And then this will kick in as it catches up. So there's money there to get started. We're making that call. I've just done the quantities of what they need to do that portion of it this evening.
And now water is different than sewer, right? We have to bring it to the house? Or the homeowner pays to get it?
It depends on where their service tap is.
Well, that was my next question. So now we're adding additional cost that they got to bring new pipe to the house.
That's built into that cost that we've been asking.
There's no additional for this part.
Well, that's what he just asked. You say no, it depends on where the...
Well, it depends on where the service is, on where we're going to be able to hook up. You know, if they go out one direction, we're going to have to make it come in off the one side of the road. But we don't know exactly where all those service lines are because...
Well, but my question was, is you're going past someone's house.
We're,
right now, we're charging them... We're not charging them. They have to pay their plumber and whatever to get it from their house to the stove. As far as the sewer goes.
Correct. The difference with water is if you do that, then you potentially cut somebody off from the water. So we're going to make that connection.
Okay, that's what I need.
Yep.
All right. Just so I have a time frame in my head. We're going to have to bond this, I'm assuming?
Short year, it's a...
Or band?
Anticipation
it's
of band.
It's a band. Yeah. I know. So we're taking guidance from Stephen Riley, right, our bond attorney. He's still working on hope. You know, we haven't given up on the other, but we don't believe that the other is going to happen. I think that's all.
We're a water district. What prohibits us from?
Right. We're not done yet because obviously we're going to try to drive this down as much as, you know, 900,000 versus 200,000. But if we could make the 200,000 go away, that would be a good day. So we need to have a ban, which would be Stephen Riley giving us the timeline on that.
Just to hold us until... Hopefully, some other things go through.
Right.
And since it's a water district, can we apply for additional grant?
Through a different agency.
Yeah.
That timeline has come and gone.
Yeah. This was the beginning of this conversation in 2016 was the idea of every effort was going to be made to put this...
Encompass it.
We've gotten 50% of it encompassed. We've taken it down from 900,000 to 200,000. We're going to still push to see if we can get it down to zero, but it's an incredible piece of infrastructure for $200,000.
Yeah.
So What else you got?
That's about it.
Other than we're going to...
Unless folks have questions.
Yeah.
So you had said that with this, the new development, the water lines that you would service park, park lane and parks on it. Now, what about Park Avenue? That's quite a bit ways farther away.
Yeah, unfortunately, Park Avenue would not be included in the piece that we're going to be able to farm. If you were going to get all of it, Park Avenue would have been. But as it stands right now, we're going to loop from Main Street if we do get additional funds, as we've mentioned, we will extend up those other streets. Of course, those other streets to use some water.
Okay, so then we're still looking for funds for Park Avenue, or
as
this then it's just not
going to
be done at this point.
For this year, we're not going to construct it because we can't leave the roads open through the wintertime. So we'll need to close that piece up. If that funding does come in down the road, we'll have to come back.
Have we priced the addition of Park Avenue?
Yes, I've got costs for all of it.
Okay.
So, and that was the breakout, and we are within a couple $1,000s of what our total is right now available to do that park lane. There's nothing extra.
Okay.
It matches within a couple $1,000s. Travis, I'm going to just
What's the timeline? You still have to get the loan. Is that approved, or is it?
The board will approve that at their next meeting, or if you have a special meeting that can be done then.
We have the bond council has to give us the appropriate information.
So, right. We're October now.
We've already given the go ahead to the contractor to start ordering stuff and get it here.
So we'll just reimburse.
We started that because we can't wait anymore to be able to get this put in the ground and bump things up.
I plowed that road myself, so that's
yeah. Certainly. I drove up through there tonight to take a look.
So what's the impact on Renee right now? She's got open, you've got open.
Right. Full disclosure, I'm not a Casco resident. I'm right on the border, so I get all the mess, but I don't benefit from
it. Yes.
So we're, and
knowing that street is not going to get water mains on it, they may close that off. And I say close it off, they may pave it. But they're also going to have equipment there doing the water mains, so they don't want to go back over the top of something with equipment that they just paved and damaged it. So that'll be a conversation that I have with the contractor, and I can better update the board and the information that I have to do after that conversation.
Okay, so completely understood. So let me just tell you a few of my issues that I would have not being paid this winter. As of right now, it's sold uneven, and you had a flat. That would be problematic. We right now have a school bus coming down that road, and as you know, it's a very narrow road. So if there was going to be issues with plowing that school bus, I would assume we would not be able to come down that road.
Sure.
I have two children with special needs. I need that school bus to come down that road. So that would be one of my concerns. I know it's just not all about Renee, but I'm not the only family either that is having an issue with.
We, to address that specifically, we are going to.
Hi. My name is Andrew Weiss. I'm a resident of Leeds, 38 Park Lane. Excuse me. If and when you ever get this water project through, would you be having to dig up Park Lane again?
Park Lane, yes, correct.
Okay, how would that affect the service line building down the back of our houses that service our house?
An individual service to your house, so if you're talking about copper water service?
Well, right now, I have about a copper line like this. It comes off the main, down the back of three houses, and I'm one of them, okay? And that services the three houses. If anything happens on that line, supposedly all three of us have to chip in and repair that line, but that obviously it didn't work because I had a problem and I got stuck with it. Because they don't know nothing. Okay? But anyway, so I'm just wondering if that's going to affect those service lines going into the houses.
It will not affect those service lines, but what we may be able to do is if that service line comes off of Main Street, comes all the way back in there, we may be able to shorten that run up and service it off the new 6-inch line that we're going to install. So it'll be a separate tap and shorten that up, and may help with any pressure or water issues that you have. We would not replace the service line to the house because if we extend the water, I'd have to take a look at where your house is specifically.
Yeah, I mean, 13th Main.
Yes.
The red roof from storage will look at me.
So if you're across from there, you would get water service. You would get new water service because you would be served off of the new line.
Yes. Okay.
Yep. So you can get your own individual service and not combine it with multiple.
But that wouldn't affect the lines going in the back of the three houses. That comes off of that service line.
You're each with the new service. You're each going to be serviced by your own line when the new system goes in.
Oh, really?
Yes. So you won't be tied in with your neighbors.
You won't be tied in with your neighbors.
Oh.
We're going to do away with that.
Oh, really? we got a leak out in the back, and we suppose all three of us have to chip in. They know nothing.
This is exactly why we're doing what we're doing. To eliminate some of those problems.
Okay.
So timing on that, Travis? I was wondering about timing for that.
I have to have that conversation with the contractor first to find out when we can get materials here and then progress things forward to have an actual date of when we're going to do that.
Okay. From my observation, you guys are doing a fantastic job.
Thank you.
Again, maybe I missed something, but when's my work going to be paid?
After we put the water in.
Which could be?
We don't know yet.
Before the snow flies.
No, this year.
This year. Before the snow flies.
There will be blacktop on it this year. Next year, hopefully it'll be top. This year it will be blacktop.
Oh, beautiful.
Okay. So how many days till Christmas?
If we get the money, from EFC, our contractor is still on contract. For this year, no. We're going to pave that street and revisit that. Every street that we have open will be paved by the end of this year.
The only thing, Renee, is that I'm thinking about, and Patrick just mentioned this, you're in the town of Athens. So I'm not sure even if we did get additional funding, the town of Athens would have to be...
Oh, I'm not affected at all. I'd like an option.
But three-quarters of her access to her house is the town of Casket.
Right.
Okay.
The reason I'm asking about the hookups for the water is because I have family on the road.
Gotcha. You're the family representative.
Yes, she gets to go back and report.
Yay!
The ones that are blood family, I've
Yeah, absolutely.
So I'm just bringing it back. No, it doesn't affect me.
Okay.
Unfortunately. Your parents' last house?
Second to last.
Yeah, so. Yeah. Is Shelly still?
Shelly is in Catskill, so that would affect her. Yeah.
I'll stick around for a few minutes.
Timing or the road or the water?
Oh, no. I don't know what it is. I was walking around the property and I looked. It's all God. I'm in a peculiar neighborhood. You got Park Lane, you got Park Avenue, and you got Park Place. When they put Park Place aside back, they put it on Park Lane facing Park Lane. So
that's a confusing area anyway. It doesn't need any help.
They just pull it out, put it where it's supposed to be.
I've renamed you the parks. That's what I call you. The parks.
The park compound.
Exactly. Exactly.
And actually, I believe I own Park Lane by deed. And they had right
away. Got it.
Take it over?
Yeah.
You want to take it over?
Now there's an informed
Sean's
homeowner.
In the kind of mood.
There's an informed homeowner. Exactly. Not a good idea. Not a good idea. Travis, any? I know we've got a to-do list that we're working on with Mary Beth. So there are certain folks that are going to need to be informed about the water district. We had a meeting with the village, so we've got a lot of that resolved in terms of billing. I don't know if I, does anybody else have any other, any folks that reached into you, have questions, issues, concerns?
Is that the contract for the maintenance? Is that done up yet?
That.
For the village?
That's a Mary Beth deliverable, if I remember correctly. She's working directly with Betsy on that. So I think we're good there. We're still getting private requests in areas that we don't cover. And I think we're going to continue to get these kinds of requests from people probably for as long as Bob's been on the board. There are people who are trying to get access. MBOF is a question that everybody's asking for. And it's the rock and the exorbitant cost. But I'm and the amount of people who are willing, who can pay. So if there's only three houses and it's a $700,000 project, the debt service is a little, but that doesn't mean that we don't keep looking and trying. So to your point, if there were additional funding available, which these seem to be pretty, you know, well-funded projects that the state seems to feel strongly about water and sewer. So we'll always keep our eyes out.
So there are certain qualifications that you need to meet.
Right, right.
And, yep. So that makes it those.
Understood.
Was Landon Ave, when we did that, was that a grant or did we bond that?
It was bonded.
It was bonded.
I think it was bonded, but the village did the work.
Right.
Right. So I think every year we go through, you know, infrastructure every year is something that we talk about. So we'll just have to see if we have any opportunities that are cost efficient. Last call. Sewer. Everybody good? Yeah. All right. We only have two more items, and thank you for all of our sewer questions. We have a road name application that we had asked to table briefly until we spoke with a couple of interested homeowners. That conversation has been conducted. There's an understanding by the homeowner that there is no recourse here. So we have, I believe the name request is
Teo Road.
From?
Mr. Schiller.
Right. And what do we have to do? Pass a resolution? Okay, so.
Did we get a letter from the county?
Yeah, there's no other road in Greene County named Teo Road.
So we're changing it from?
Well, we're changing it from his original request of Paradise Lake Road Extension to
Teo
Road.
All right, so.
What's that?
This is from
them.
Yeah.
This
is from them.
They're the ones that recommended
the resolution. So I will entertain a motion from Mr. Giordiano to change the road owned by Mr. Schiller to Teo Road.
Second.
Second by Mr. McAuliffe. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion is carried. You'll file the appropriate paperwork. We, as we know during our review of a budget, have a significant amount of funds that are in the cemetery coffers, and there are legal restraints on how that funding can be broken out. I have asked if, based on the board's recommendation, asked our town attorney, Mr. Smith, if he can give us a six-month timeline on breaking that out. He has agreed with me that if he needs second to do research or check the courthouses and what they require, whether it's surrogate court, et cetera. So he came to me and said that he would agree to a second counsel and he would like to recommend
Ted Hilscher to work with him on this project.
Just, you know, I think Michael does a wonderful job and everything.
Mm-hmm.
But would this be better spent if we just used one of the big guys in Albany? And
the problem with this is
happen quicker.
There's no precedent for this. So even if you used a big house, at least this was his recommendation commentary to me. I asked the same thing. The first thing I asked was, is there a firm that specializes in this? And the answer is nobody's really ever tried to do this before. I can ask him to go back at that. He just thinks that he needs another pair of hands to pour the way.
Right.
No, I hear what you're asking.
I think the reason why he picked Ted Hilscher is because Ted does that type of work and he's familiar with
it. Oh, I like to.
You're looking at $150,000 of money that we can't use.
Right.
Unless tombstone breaks, you got to fix it.
I'm good with it as long as we're not spending half of it.
Yeah, I don't want to. Yeah,
right.
Return on investment. We don't want to spend $75 million.
There is no asset for going to court and
everything. Right.
I think there was another town Michael mentioned that was involved that wanted to take it to the Supreme Court.
Yeah.
They're the ones that have to release the money.
So how about what's today? 1st of October. Why don't we take a pulse check at December, before we close out for the year, see what kind of progress they've made, two of them working together, see how much has been expended on it and what the progress is,
now,
and then we'll revisit it.
If I'm remembering right, Ted's hours are going to be billable back to whatever settlement we get. If we get the money back, we bill it back.
We would have that,
yeah.
And I think we were going to put it in reserve
yeah.
when we had the conversation, and then that expense would come with the cemetery. The other thing is we're not going to break this open to be able to give it to Sean. Or ambulance. It's got
it.
It'll be, but at least we could. We could run the cemetery for 10, 15 years. And then my final item is I did have a conversation. I've started the conversation with Barton and how do you say that second name? LeJudas and the DEC regarding the landfill. So the landfill sunsets into 2022, minimum of 30 years. Minimum. And that could mean a bunch of different things from the DEC's perspective. But we now have $1.1 million in that account. 100,000 of it is the day-to-day that we use for the maintenance and the testing. We spend about $35,000, $36,000 a year to do what we do. 30 to 30, that number, you got another 31 years with $1 million. On the other hand, I don't know if there's some huge closeout charge when you hit 30 years. You know, is there something special you have to do?
Close the landfill, Travis?
What do you do?
He's closed multiple.
Oh.
Well, it's closed already.
So it's closed.
Okay.
And we've been monitoring it since 1993. Okay. It's five towns. It's going to come up on its 30 years. Barton and LeJudas does the monitoring.
Okay.
Village treats the leachate. I did call the scientist that does the measuring, and his observation was they still might want you, if the leachate is something other than rainwater, they're probably going to want you to continue to monitor that. But I need a feel for how much of that million do we sit on.
We do a lot of work at International Paper, Rogers,
yep.
Work there primarily. I could reach out to him.
Apparently, the DEC also has a new thing in place called the 360, which they want it to get to its original quote state. It could mean they only want you to test it every 5 years. He said that's the new rule.
Well, we close
5 miles.
Five miles.
And we're not monitoring that one anymore.
No rules on
that. So we're vented for methane. We're taking the leachate off. It would be great if we said we're only going to leave 500,000 in there and we could take 500,000 amongst the five communities. But I think we need, from a contractual perspective, based on what we did the last time, we know that drill, right? You just need to get five resolutions across and blah, blah.
We just need it. have an idea how long we got to
go. We need the science read on, you know, are they going to say you got to watch it for another 30 years? Because that money's finite. We would have to raise it if we...
If you had the same project, you know, you had that in Coxsackie, where the government had the plant up there. That was all contaminated. And, you know, they want to develop it now. I mean, it hasn't been 30 years.
Oh, yeah. Right. Yeah. Yeah, no, I don't, you know, I think the risk is just if it got hit by a meteor, would I have to, you know, would we have to spend a lot of money to fix it? Or are we insured for meteors?
Zombie apocalypse.
The zombie apocalypse, exactly. So anyway, I mean, it's $1 million. It drives me nuts that it's sitting in there if there's something that we could use on it from it. So we'll see what they have to say, DEC. Any other items?
Yep. Want to... Ask Sean about the. Did you see the bids for the high for your roof?
Yes. So I spoke to Lorraine the other day. I spoke. Well, I thought one bid was outrageous.
Yep.
The other one was good. Can't do it this year. So we're going to push it till March.
Okay.
Price again. We'll patch it up for the rest of the
night. So do we need it? We don't need to notify those two individuals, do we, Liz? Just leave it at.
No, but I think maybe just to close it out, you might want to do a note that you're throwing
out. No bids
out.
Accepted?
Yeah,
no.
The bids aren't
All right, I'll make
acceptable.
A motion that we're not going to accept any bids this year for the highway.
Okay. I'll second that.
Jack is requesting a replacement computer. We have a quote from...
Webjogger.
For $1,900. $1,098.78.
For a computer?
For a computer. That's the tower and the monitor. With the office license.
And all the...
It's the license is what's expensive.
It's the license.
It's the license. It's also the virus stuff, too.
Yep. So, he needs it. I don't know what the board wants to do.
Well, we know our computers are all getting...
Yeah, and his is well over 5 years old.
Yeah.
That I know.
I think it's...
Make a motion, we purchase a computer for Central Garage.
Agreed. We just need to give Kirsten some direction off as to what line that's coming off of. I'll do that tomorrow or Thursday.
Split it three ways.
Yeah.
He didn't say for next year.
Let's take a look at the favorability of the account. If we can do it this year, and that seems like it makes more sense, we'll do it this
did
year.
He did? No. But he, all right.
It didn't come in with the timing, did it?
No.
Okay. All right. So before we do anything with that, let's examine the options. We can do it on Thursday. Let's, we'll figure it out on Thursday, okay?
Yep.
Most of them, Jared.
I got one. I'd like to, I spoke to Liz, she could put something on the website for just hiring one or another. I think we've got some applications that are going to come in.
Oh, I'm sorry, I didn't hear that.
Winter help.
Oh, winter help.
Yes,
yeah.
For winter help.
Gotcha.
Yes.
Okay. For sure.
You got any, your other guys from last year want to come back?
Cool. Good.
It's not going to snow this year.
Do we need a motion for that, Liz, to allow Sean to hire part-time?
Well, you don't know who he's hiring. It's just to put it on, right?
Yeah.
We also put in a letter of support. Interesting enough, it won't be for your guys, but there's a photographic project that the is being applied for Greene County Council of the Arts for a photo essay of guys on the road plowing and doing all the horrible things 24 hours a day.
Mind people taking pictures.
It was, I think the county guys are going to get their pictures taken. So I thought you probably would prefer that. But anyway, it looks like an interesting project, so we just sent out a note.
That sounds cool.
A hug. In terms of support, he is a good photographer. It's for Dan Burkholder. So, any other items?
Let's go, Yankees.
Entertain a motion to adjourn.
I make a motion.
Motion by Mr. Giordano, second.
Second.
Second by Mr. Vosburgh, all in favor.
Aye.
Opposed? Go Yankees.